The quiet streets of Beijing's Beihang University became the unlikely focus of China's Me Too campaign this month, after former student Luo Shixi took to Chinese social media accusing a professor of sexually assaulting her in 2004. According to an article posted by Ms. Luo on Weibo, China's Twitter, Professor Chen Shawu asked her to go with him to his sister's house to look after her plants. Once in the house, she says, he demanded sex, letting her go only when she pleaded she was a virgin. Ms. Luo's post quickly went viral, resulting in Mr. Chen being stripped of his position. The prominent academic, who once served as vice president of the university, is the first person in China to be disciplined as a result of the Me Too campaign. Other students have since taken to social media accusing other professors of assault. In Beihang University, most students support the campaign.
I think students these days are very brave because they spoke out. This has been happening, but people never wanted to talk about it.
We always believed that to be a university professor was sacred and great. Now this is a warning for female students to be careful, and it's also a warning for those teachers who have these kind of intentions.
Since Luo Shixi's post, more than 10,000 Chinese students have written open letters to universities across the country, demanding mechanisms for dealing with reports of sexual harassment. Formal procedures currently don't exist. A survey by NGO the Guangzhou Gender Center, taken of 7,000 students last year, found while almost 70% of respondents had been sexually harassed, only 4% reported it to the authorities. Feng Yuan is a Beijing-based social worker who has worked with victims of gender-based violence for decades. She says after years of fighting sexual harassment against women, the movement in China has reached a turning point.
Many women have been reporting these incidents 10, even 20 years ago, but it didn't become a big campaign. The conditions just weren't right. Lao Qiqi's case happened at the right time and created the right conditions.
But after spreading widely online, the student petitions were removed by government censors, sometimes repeatedly after being reposted. Feng Yuan says it highlights a crucial difference in the Chinese version of the movement, which has taken the West by storm.
When you speak out or petition universities to demand a system to the educational ministry, it's seen as causing instability. Our media is not completely opened. Although journalists write reports, they aren't always published, or some media publish it, but it's deleted online.
But activists refuse to be silenced. In 2014, Xiao Meili walked over 2,000 kilometers from Beijing to China's south to raise awareness of victims of abuse. She says a culture of victim blaming has hampered the movement's progress over the years, but America's Me Too campaign has inspired Chinese women to feel empowered simply by their use of social media.
The Me Too campaign in the West was a revelation for people in China because it brought the idea that perpetrators could be directly exposed online, then through this exposure be targeted.
Last week, China's education ministry released a statement pledging zero tolerance for inappropriate teacher behavior and promising to work with other government bodies to build response mechanisms. It's a success for those who've spent years fighting for women's rights. But for Xiao Meili, the movement's momentum itself has proven the real win.
When I saw so many students writing letters to their university, I felt so excited. This was one of the few organized movements involving many people. I think it's a miracle that after the crackdown on so many social causes, that so many are involved in this campaign.